flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And our guests that we have right now, and they have been huge. A lot of people don't realize, Mike, that the NFL, as well as the sponsors, right, that have helped with the host committee and everything else, they all want to leave a legacy. They want to leave something behind. It's just not about putting an event on, right? It's about being a change agent for our city and leaving something behind of significance. And their particular project is Impact 59 Legacy Grant Committee. And the chair of that is Patty Riddlebarger, and she joins us. Patty, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me. So exciting.
Absolutely. Well, it's finally here, but you guys have been working hard for a long time. If you would, explain to our listening audience Impact 59.
Absolutely. So, you know, right now there's so much excitement and energy happening in the city. That'll be gone come Monday. But what is going to last is the impact of a special program called Impact 59, powered by Entergy, and it's the official legacy grant program of Super Bowl 59. The mission of the program is to leave a legacy of philanthropy and economic impact across the greater New Orleans area, not just Orleans Parish, but also Tangi, St. Tammany, St. Charles, St. James, St. Bernard, Plaquemines, Washington, and St. John Parish. I hope I didn't leave out Jefferson, but the entire 10 parish region is the recipient of a $3.5 million grant program that was privately raised funds that have been awarded to 65 local nonprofits across the area. And the grants range from $25,000 to $250,000. Funding programs such as youth development, workforce training, education, health and wellness, and equitable opportunities for all of our residents. So it's been a tremendous honor to chair the committee that made this possible. I want to make a huge shout out to the donors, including Auctioner, The Saints, Venture Global, United Way of Southeast Louisiana, the NOLA Coalition, Entergy Charitable Foundation, and of course, the NFL that made all of this goodness possible.
Patty, Mike Austin, just wanted to talk about a couple of those areas because they're so crucial as we look forward to the next generation, and that is workforce training. And I know that you're a big supporter of the STEM careers, and when you look at all the companies and the nonprofits that are involved in workforce training, and then youth development, I mean there's like 15, I mean there's 20 some total. Those two areas, they're all important, don't get me wrong, but those two areas have to be significantly important.
Oh, absolutely. They will drive the future of our region. I firmly believe that. So some of the programs that are funded in the workforce training space include United Way of St. Charles, United Way of St. Charles Parish, which does workforce training for adults who are unemployed or underemployed. Also, the New Orleans Career Center does tremendous work providing skills for young people who are ready to go into the workforce, but maybe they don't have everything that they need and they need a little bit of additional training. Organizations like First 72 provide services for individuals who are returning to our community after having been formerly incarcerated. We want to make sure that they get the training that they need so that they become productive members of society and they don't reoffend. Programs like STAIR, which provides tutoring for young people so that they can stay on track in school and graduate on time. Those are some of the incredible programs that have been funded. Also, the Youth Empowerment Program, if you're familiar with that, they do great work with young people in our community.
What will happen? So this happened in Impact 58 in Las Vegas, and I think I read somewhere they partnered with about $3 million in grants provided to the Las Vegas nonprofits. And, you know, we're not playing, you know, games, but you guys did more. Well done. How will...
Just saying.
Just saying, facts are facts, right? I mean, I'm just a news reporter, facts are facts. How will this continue? Will there be some type of handoff to Santa Clara to kind of get them going? Because you want this to grow and be as impactful in other places as it is here.
Absolutely. In fact, I've already been in contact with my counterpart in San Francisco to help them so that hopefully they can do even more for their community. I mean, the more that can be done to help local communities, the better. And it's a positive competition.
You know, Patty, we've heard a lot on air, all of the talk show hosts, and I'm sure Mike has heard the same. You know, folks are like, why do you wait for a Super Bowl, you know, to engage in all of this? The truth is that we don't really do, right? But you leverage this because of the amount of exposure and everything else that you can get, trying to create momentum for these programs to succeed, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, a lot of this work is work that goes on all the time. These nonprofits that do this work, they're here 365 every year doing this work. Organizations like Auctioner and Entergy, we are here, we are doing this work. But having the NFL come in and provide additional funds that were not here locally before just makes it gives us an impetus that we didn't have before.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four.
And you have, there are other NFL programs, like we've done a lot of work with Source, right? The, you know, the diversity programs, and they pick a certain number of small and nonprofits to work with. But really, in the message I spoke with Myesha Boyce earlier about this is like, yeah, even if you weren't selected, the message is that if you're a small business out there, partner with some of these bigger companies. Get partnerships. If that's a lasting message, you know, for some of these small businesses, because not everybody gets to participate in Source and or Impact. I would assume that would be the same for Impact, though, right? Try to grow, even if you weren't one of the ones selected, kind of partner up with some of these bigger companies and grow that way. She's going, Mike, that was a stupid question.
Maybe we lost her. I don't know.
Hey, Patty, this is Mike Haas. It was a lengthy, unfortunately. Did you catch that question?
No, I didn't. Can you repeat, please?
I will be brief. The impact of, like, Source, right, the diversity group and Impact, and the message, even if you weren't one of these ones selected, is that, and Myesha Boy says this with Source, is that partner with these bigger corporations, you know, get in your foot in the door and partner with them and grow kind of that way. And I guess my question was, similar situation, similar thought process with Impact?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the positive things is that we have, I think there were almost 600 organizations that submitted grant applications. So we now have organizations that are doing local granting. There are 600 applications that have been submitted, that have been vetted, and have been reviewed and are eligible for funding. We've already had inquiries from the NBA, who is looking to do a local funding program, and we can provide them with these 600 shovel-ready projects that they can invest in locally.
You know, and that goes with any number of premier events relative to sports that they can build on this, right, whether it be the NBA or others, and even the wrestling WWE.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
give me WrestleMania?
WrestleMania, yeah, thank you, which is huge. You know, doing these similar things, and you build on each one of those. And you're right. You align with organizations that have achieved success in this area, in this landscape. And there's so much to learn about it. And a lot of young not-for-profit organizations, Patty, and I think you'll agree, they don't struggle with their mission. They struggle with the financing of their mission.
Yes.
So
that's always a challenge.
So because people will be out there going, that's great. That all sounds phenomenal. How do I get involved? What do I do? How can a bigger company that maybe wants to partner with a nonprofit, what can big, small, medium companies do out there who want to participate and help?
So one thing that all of these nonprofit organizations have in common is that they all need volunteers. And so I would encourage any company or organization that wants to get involved to go to the New Orleans Super Bowl Host Committee website. You can see a list of the organizations that have been funded by category. Find a category that is meaningful, that is aligned with your business, and reach out to those organizations and ask them what volunteer opportunities they have.
Yeah, get your foot in the door. I assume that's GNOSF.org, the host committee, or is there a different host committee? That's the we love acronyms
no, it's,
here.
It's,
absolutely.
It's the Greater New Orleans host committee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even in the aftermath, you can go to the NOLA Coalition website because a lot of them are the same. And that's even a broader list.
Right. GNOSF, the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation.org, is always looking for members, always looking for volunteers. It's a great way to network. Now, everybody wants to sign up for the Super Bowl, but there's a ton of events. We got the gymnastics coming. There are so many things that you have to, as you talked about, you have to leverage. I'm going to eventually get to a question, Patty. You have to leverage. You have to leverage what's happening in this week to be able to keep it going. You can't let this opportunity pass.
No, absolutely not. This is just the beginning of much more to come. And we'll have another Super Bowl because I think everyone has enjoyed everything so far so much that Commissioner Goodell said they'll be back, and we're counting on it.
No doubt, for sure. Patty Riddlebarger, chair of Impact 59 Legacy Grant Committee. Congratulations on the incredible work that y'all have done in leaving a lasting impact in our community, and we appreciate everything that you and your committee and all of the volunteers have done for our city, the place that we call home.
Yep, love it. Thank you,
Patty.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.